You know, this is really the first preparation for the regular season, and all the guys are excited about it because the games start counting, you know, and they mean a lot more, and so they're excited about getting started, focusing on a team. We got a good Atlanta team coming in. They have some skill on all sides of the ball, really, and so we're going to have to play our best to win, so we're beginning to start that process and prepare to do that. And so today's like a bonus day for us, like an extra day, and everybody has it, you know, because of the way the schedule is set up. But we're going to take full advantage of it and get started on their basic alignments and plays and things like that. You don't want to give them everything in the scouting report and the game plan too early, because that way they get a little bored with it. So we'll give them some of that basics, and then Wednesday we'll add a little bit more. Thursday we'll add a little bit more, and hopefully we'll be ready to go on Sunday. You know, here at Arrowhead in our place, and I know our fans are excited about it, and we're excited about it, and we're looking forward to it. You know, we got the roster down to 53, and we added 8 guys on the practice squad, and as it turns out, we made a move on the practice squad. Junior Hemingway, we released him from the practice squad this morning and added Ranglin. I think as we were looking at it, we were a little heavy at the wide receiver spot, and so we made that move so that we could add an offensive lineman, make it a little bit easier at practice so we can operate practice more efficiently. And so we did that, and you'll see that out there today. The other thing, excuse me, I'm sure everybody's concerned about and interested in are the injuries and what's going to happen there. And basically, today, as far as practice goes, Derrick Johnson, he's not going to be practicing. Lewis will not be practicing. Flowers will be limited. He'll be in the same situation he's been in. He'll be limited. Bailey is not practicing. And then Toribio is not practicing. Brown, he's going to be limited, and he's going to try to do some things, and we'll see how much he can do. Copper, he'll be limited. He'll try to do some. And also Cyrus Gray, he'll be limited, and we'll see what he can do. That's where we are, and that's what we got going, and we're going to try to get something done today and good head start on Atlanta.
What about Bree Quinn? Will he practice?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's ready to go. He's
yeah.
Ready to play. He didn't play. Opening week of the season, I know there's anxiety every week of the year for a head coach, but this time of year, is it always a little particularly nerve-wracking, if you will, the opening week of the season? Are you ever sure what you have with a given team in a given year?
Well, I think that if you have a, quote, veteran team who have proven themselves and that you feel good about, you know, I think that you can have some – you can be less anxious. Let's put it that way. I think everybody gets anxious when the season starts, you know, but if you've got a veteran team and you're solid all the way across the board, then I think you can be less anxious because you kind of know what you have. But generally – you're anxious because you don't know exactly what you have, and you got some young players who have to play, and we all know that young players make mistakes, you know, and so you don't know how many mistakes they're going to make or what mistake might cost you, you know, during the course of the game. And then some guys, you know, when there are 70 or 80,000 in the stands and they know that it counts, they react differently. So we're going to have to see how all of that plays out.
Compared to any other training camp in preseason, did you get a good feel for what this team can do, its strengths and weaknesses compared to any other year?
Well, yeah, I think we got a feel for what we have on the team and some of the abilities we have on the team. I think the team went through a growing process, and we're still in that process. You know, every year you have to develop a new team chemistry with the new guys who are added to the team. And so I think that we are going through that process of developing that team chemistry. And But they showed, I think, at the first preseason game, you know, the way that they executed in that game. And then in the last game, they showed that they could execute at a good level. So I think that they gave us enough to feel good about going into the regular season.
With Tomba not being able to play this week and the injury uncertainty you have at a lot of positions on defense, I mean, you feel like you're ready to play a game against an opponent of this caliber?
Well, hey, you know, you'd like to have all your guys all the time. But in this business, you don't have all of them all the time, and so you have to depend on other guys to step up and do their part when they're called on. And so particularly at the outside linebacker position, that's what has to happen. So we'll have to rotate guys in there, and we will during the course of the week. And I expect all of them to step up and to be able to produce. Now, are they going to produce the way Tomba produces? You know, only time will tell that. But they're not going to cancel a game, and we have to play, and we will play, and I think that those guys will represent themselves very well.
With regard to Tomba, you talked about the production that you may or may not get when he's not in there, but are there intangibles with when he's not out there that you guys miss, you know, that relentless effort maybe that he's always given?
Well, I think that other guys have to step up, and they have to be relentless. Like Eric Berry, he's going to be relentless, you know, with or without Tomba, you know. And I think other guys will have to play the same way. You know, Tyson Jackson, he plays his game. Dorsey will play his game. You know, it's the young guys that you don't know exactly what you're going to get, you know, from this scenario.
Pass rush and the coverage, they go so hand-in-hand. Well, what's the bigger challenge, replacing a guy like Tomba, generating that coverage or the pass rush, or getting guys in coverage that are going to be your reserves behind Flowers and Lewis?
Well, like you said, it goes hand-in-hand. And the better pressure that you can get on the quarterback, the better chance that the coverage can do a good job. And now when you talk about pressure on the quarterback, that's not sacks all the time, you know. If you can get the guy off the spot and destroy the timing, if you can knock a ball down, you know, and those things like that, or if you can just collapse the pocket and make the quarterback feel the pocket closing in on him, you know, now he gets the ball out maybe quicker than he wanted to. And all of those things impact the quarterback.
So as far as judging whether you're getting pressure, completion percentage, the opposing quarterback is a key stat for you looking at it.
Well, that and then where the balls are going, you know. You can have a good completion percentage, but if he throws two touchdown passes, you can still lose the game, you know, on big plays. So, you know, the final outcome is the score. That's the final deal. And then you can look at the other components and see how you did there. But if we can hold the score down, all right, and not let them score touchdowns and force field goal attempts, then we're going to have the best chance.
When Edgar Jones came over, when you signed him, he came over with a reputation for special teams. Have you gotten more from him defensively than you expected?
Well, I think he's been a pleasant surprise for us defensively in the way that he approaches the position and his play. And so I think that that we will incorporate him in to this rotation to find out how he will do.
You said after the Seattle game, you need to figure out what this team does well and then do that. Do you think you managed to do that over the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I think we figured out some of the things that we can do. And like you say, one of the things I wanted to do was to be able to say that we could be solid and sound, you know, coming out of the last game. And I think that, you know, from our play versus their first guys, we were solid and sound coming out of that game.
Do you have any, like, just little nagging concerns about having only 7 O-linemen and your backups are rookies?
Well, the concern is that somebody gets hurt. You know, that's a concern. But our rookies do have good ability. And the only way that you develop that ability is to work with them, give them time, and hopefully they grow, and hopefully they don't get thrown into the fire too soon, you know. And like you say, rookies are going to make mistakes. And, I mean, I've been in the business for a while, and that doesn't change from year to year.
Last one, Adam. All throughout camp in the preseason, you tried to limit Charles, Moyaki, and Barry. Any restrictions on them anymore, or is it all out for those guys, whatever you need to do to win a game?
Well, I think we have to do whatever we need to do to win the game with those guys. Now, that doesn't mean that they have to take every rep in practice, you know, but we get to the game time, we need to do whatever we need to do to win.
Thank